You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
I'm John Ed Matheson, and I'm really excited about our In His Steps and volunteering to serve here at Fraser this year. And I've enjoyed just sharing some of these stories. Let me just share one more that is just so dramatic, but is so real. Let me first give you a quote. You talk about how we ought to deal with success in serving. Let me say, number one, you can have an attitude of pride and say, I'm too big to do little things. Or you can have an attitude of pity and say, I'm too little to do big things. Or you can have an attitude of potential. I'm just right to do all things through Christ. Now, I hope you have that third attitude. And let me tell you about a young man that joined the church several years ago, and he taught self-defense. And when he wanted to volunteer to serve, he said, I would like to just do something with self-defense. He said, could I just have a program here for women? And at that time, there was a lot of problems within the city. There was a rapist who had raped about 8 or 10 women, and folks were scared. And he just said, I'd like to teach self-defense. And the women can come, and I'm going to charge them $5, because if you don't charge, they won't keep coming. They have a sense of buying into it. And we said, okay. He said, but I'm going to take the whole $5, every one of them, and give them to the youth for their mission trip. And he had a group of ladies. One of them happened to be Drew Ann Lackey. Her father was a former police chief here in Montgomery. She wanted to take that course on self-defense. And she did it and was amazed at all that she learned. Now, let me tell you what happened to her. If you go over to Vaughn Park, and there's a huge workout place there, there's a track that's about a half mile or a mile long. She was over there in the late afternoon and was walking on that track, and sort of on the back side, this guy jumped out of the bushes and began to attack her. Now, what did Drew Ann do? She remembered what she had learned at Fraser from the guy who had volunteered to teach self-defense. And you know what? She started practicing what she had learned at Fraser. And she apprehended the guy. And somebody called the police, and they came, and they saw this woman, Drew Ann Lackey, who was in charge of this guy now who was a rapist who had been captured. And they said, how did you do that? She said, well, I go to a church where somebody volunteered to teach safety, and I learned it, and I had a chance to apply it, and it probably saved me from a very embarrassing experience. Can I say to you that when you volunteer to do something and to serve, don't put any limits on what God can do with it. Don't put a ceiling on God's power. Don't listen to the folks that say, you shouldn't be doing that. People would say, Drew Ann Lackey, you could never help catch a serial rapist in Montgomery. Well, she did it mostly by herself and with God and with what she had learned. Hey, I just want to encourage you to let God lead you. You can have an excuse and say, I'm too big to do little things, or the excuse of I'm too little to do big things. I want to challenge you to just have this attitude of faith and potential. God, I'm just right to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want to say to you, there's nothing that you can't do and accomplish if God called you to do it, and you rely on Him and His strength, and you walk along with Him. And it's not where you walk, it's who you're with that will make all the difference in the world. Follow Him. And just remember, it is just so much more blessed to give than to, and also to receive. It's part of what we can do in life that can make a difference. So this, in his steps, don't make an excuse. Make a difference. And volunteer somewhere where God can use you. And I pray God's richest blessings upon you.